Is that lying?
Yes.
You said you can't come out for an hour, and now you say you can come out before the hour's up. Is that lying? Don't say things that you're not going to follow through on. See, we're careless with what we say. And don't say it if you don't mean it. Say you're going to be in there for a half hour or 45 minutes or something, you know, until you're quiet. Or don't put a time limit on it. Timeout should be like 5-10 minutes or something. These big, long timeout things are not what you're for. You're not into punishing here. You're into behavior modification. And as long as it changes the behavior, that's what you're after. So we're not punishing. If you can't stand them, say, go to your room. But don't make it a timeout issue.
What we've worked out with our kids, and they know this up front, is that they have the opportunity to earn their way off restriction for good behavior. Because I feel like if you give a kid 3 days restriction, then they have absolutely no motivation to make life worth living for the next 3 days. They're going to be difficult as possible. So what we do is we say, okay, this is a 3-day restriction. However, if you are cooperative and
like a suspended sentence.
Yes. And you...
Probation.
Because, see, then they have a motivation to say, okay...
Well, that's just setting up different.
This.
You've got the condition in there. You say it's 3 days, but on good behavior, this is what will happen. That's part of your... That's not a lie.
So that's not lying.
No. If when you get it set up, but if I tell a kid you can't go because your room isn't clean, and then I let that kid go, I'm destroying my credibility. Now, there's a difference here, and you know the difference. And each situation is different. I can't judge on what's right or wrong for you, but you've got common sense, and you know what's a lie. And you know what's misleading, and you know what's chickening out. And if you chicken out, you show them you're chicken outable, then they're going to go right for the jugular. And they're going to be arguing with you, and every time you give in, you have rewarded them for arguing and fussing. That means exactly what it says. Be truthful. Don't say you're going to do stuff you don't intend to do. And when you make a rule, that is it. Now, you can change rules, but it's done in a proper administrative way. You do it in family council, and there's talking about it, and there's debate, and you suspend a rule. But while that rule is enforced, that's it. So tell the truth. And stop bluffing. Stop trying to intimidate, because they see right through you. And that's part of your problem, is they don't believe what you say. In fact, I will hear people say things like this. How come I told you no 4 times, and now you've asked me another time? Well, Mama, because now I've told you no 5 times. What's the matter with you? You got brain damage? You don't understand what I'm saying? Well, we've conditioned the child to what? Not accept no. And we allow them to argue and to debate and to make a deal, right? And we have rewarded them for this. And all we do is set up a terrible arguing thing in our home. Because anytime you say no, they challenge it because they know that every 3 times, once out of every 3 times, guess what? You give in, or they can talk you out of it, or they can make a deal. And so that's it. Is that an important issue? What if your children knew that you never, ever lied? And that if you said, as soon as your work is done, you can go to the beach. And that was it, and you said it one time, and they know that that would never change. There might be some doubt about whether the sun's coming up. But Mama said no unless I get this done, and so I know that it's more sure that she will be truthful than that the sun come up. You hear me? Does that credibility? And when you say, I love you, does that take on credibility? And when you say, I'm angry at this and this is going to happen, does that take on credibility? And you're destroying your credibility when you lie. And I want to call it lie, because that's dramatic enough to where you pay attention to it. Okay? And I want you to wrestle with this, and I want you to feel bad about this, and I want you to go home and argue about it and be mad at me about it. Okay? And then I want you to be honest about it. And I want you to make a decision in your life, in your relationships with people, that you will never, ever lie on this basis. Does that make sense? Very valuable people. Powerful, powerful. And when my kid comes in and says, can I go to the rock concert? And I say, give me the data. It's over here, and it's over there, and it's over here, and it's over there.